Hello, hello, and welcome to the weekly energy update for the week of March 10th, 2024. I'm Renee Spears, a spirit guide channeler and spiritual mentor, and I'm coming to you from sunny and beautiful Bozeman, Montana. Every Sunday, I share the energy for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And the new moon in Pisces happened early this morning, Sunday, March 10th, at about the same time that daylight savings time started. This is the last new moon of Pisces season, the astrological year, and winter. This is a pivotal time of change with the spring equinox a little over a week away, and then eclipse season begins just a week after that. So this new moon is also a supermoon. And yes, new moons can be supermoons too. A new moon is a moon passing between Earth and the Sun, and a new supermoon is an exceptionally close new moon. The moon is very close to Earth right now, and the next full moon on the 25th will be the biggest and brightest supermoon of the year, and it also happens to be the lunar eclipse. What this means is that we will be feeling the strong emotional energy of the moon all month. This moon has a whole bunch of other planetary alignments affecting it too, which would take us an hour to go over, so I'm just going to summarize them. This new moon is sitting at the midpoint between Neptune and Saturn, and the north node of fate is at the Uranus-Saturn midpoint. So midpoints are combinations that combine the energies of each planet and activate them together. So imagine the combination of energies of Neptune, Saturn, Uranus, and the North Node. So Neptune, dreamy. Saturn, structural. Uranus, disruptive. North Node, destiny. And then we throw in the energy of Jupiter, the abundance planet that makes everything bigger, amplifying all of that. So needless to say, this month's new moon energy is particularly intense. It's making room in our lives for something new. This is the start of something new, and it's big, and it's powerful. New moons bring change and renewal, and this new moon in particular jumpstarts our future. We're hungry for growth and change right now. When we get to the end of a season, we usually are done with that energy and ready to move on. And this is the last week of winter, and I think it's pretty safe to say that most of us are over it. So every spring we want to refresh, but this spring in particular, it's more like a complete rebrand. You know that saying, shoot for the moon? Well, this is that moon. This is the moon to reach for the highest aspirations possible, even if they seem difficult or out of reach. We'd be missing out if we didn't use this moment to take seriously our wildest dreams. Pisces is the most spiritual sign of the zodiac. And she reminds us that we are spiritual beings in human form. We often forget how powerful we are. And this new moon in Pisces helps us remember the vastness of our energy and our potential. It's time to stop playing small. It's possible to have everything you could dream of. The key, though, is to recognize where you limit yourself. No one else is limiting you. We're the only ones holding ourselves back, and it's only you placing hurdles and blocks between yourself and your dreams. These blocks can look like many things. I mean, they can be issues of unworthiness, limiting beliefs of what you think is possible. They can be fears of success or failure. The fabulous news is that this new moon in Pisces works strongly with Uranus and Taurus. And Uranus helps us break through old patterns that prevent our growth and expansion. It helps us transform through revelations. This new moon is like getting a new pair of glasses that allow you to see things clearer. So expect a lot of aha moments and realizations. This new moon is our reminder that we are creating our reality. It's just as easy to create an okay life as it is your dream life, so go for the dream life. It's also important to be fully present with yourself on this new moon. Limit your distractions. This new moon is for being rather than doing. So last week we talked about this moon being go time, and yet this week is about being, and it probably feels like nothing is happening. That definitely was the theme with clients this week. Almost everyone felt like they were stuck and not moving forward, but we are. We're like bulbs or seeds that have been planted. Under the dirt, under the surface, roots are growing and things are sprouting. They just haven't poked through the dirt yet. But this time is necessary for the next step. We need strong roots for all the big changes happening over the next couple of months. So give yourself time to sprout. A lot's happening under the surface. Set aside some time to do nothing and let your mind wander and dream. And then give your dream space to breathe. Don't force the hows, just let them appear naturally. Things will pop through the surface when they're ready. Just like you can't force something to bloom, you can't force things right now. We need patience. It's all happening, it's just under the surface and we can't see it yet. So if you're someone who's skeptical about fairy tales and happy endings, get ready for a pleasant surprise because tomorrow, Monday the 11th, Venus moves into Pisces. This is big love time. We're talking about a deep spiritual kind of love that goes beyond the boundaries of time and space. It's a time when we're tuned into our emotions and we connect with others on a deeper level, even without words. So we may find ourselves lost in the fog of love and we'll be more intuitive to the needs of those close to us and feel compelled to give them what they need. But we must remember to give ourselves the love and care we need too. Don't neglect yourself. Keep your cup full. Venus loves being in Pisces, making it the perfect time to prioritize self-care. This is especially important right now when we're building the foundation and putting down roots for what's next. The best way to do that is by grounding ourselves with time in nature, making art, letting ourselves be creative. This is a highly creative time. So for those of us that don't think of ourselves as being creative, like me, remember that creativity can look a different way. Maybe you're creating a new product in your business, you're updating your website, you're redecorating your home, or you're just daydreaming. We're creating what's next, and we need to dream a little to allow our minds to grow into what's next. We're also, as of this weekend, officially in eclipse season. Eclipse season begins about 2 weeks before the first eclipse. So starting now, the energy of the upcoming eclipses starts to intensify, and we start feeling it. Eclipses are times for transformation and change, so it's common for events and emotions to start ramping up during this pre-eclipse period. The energy right now is building toward our transformation. We're letting go of old habits, thinking, or situations that no longer serve our highest good, making way for new opportunities and experiences. We're aligning with our true purpose and path. So today's new moon is the last lunation before the game-changing eclipses come. So use this time to ground, to rest when possible, to dream, and set your intentions for what's next. It may feel like nothing is happening, but a lot is stirring and growing under the surface. It's all happening exactly as it's meant to. And that is it for the week. It is beautiful here in Bozeman, so I'm going for a hike and then out to brunch with my friend Kelly. This week, registration will open for my next Women's Wisdom Circle focusing on spirituality. This is my third time hosting a Wisdom Circle, and I feel like I've finally got it down. So registration will open this week on my website, abundology.com. So as always, thank you for listening and passing this podcast on to a friend. Be patient this week. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with the situation. Be patient with life. Be patient with God. Be patient with the universe. And we'll talk to you again next week.